Hello, and welcome to Strungecast episode 35.
I would never do that unless.
Unless what?
Exactly.
That is the question we will be raising today. And we had asked some people on Mastodon this question, and we'll read some of those as well. Some serious, some not so serious. But before we get into that, tell me about your week.
I have nothing to tell. It's been a really basic week.
Very average.
Yeah.
Nothing here either. It's just one of those.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Nothing.
It happens like that sometimes.
Nothing much.
Well, fine.
Although we did have the most epic thunderstorm.
That's actually true.
Didn't we?
We did.
Thunder that actually continually lasted for over an hour.
Without rain.
Well, we did have some rain and then hail. But we did have, the rain was, I think, like 10 minutes, maybe 15. The rest of the time, it was just grumbling thunder. Even when the skies were blue and sunny, it was still thundering.
It was a weird weather event.
It really was. And crazy rain and hail and more thunder.
And then this Saturday, we will have lots of food again.
Yeah, we're having a little Eurovision song contest get together at my parents' house.
I honestly don't care about the music because most of it's trash, but I go for the hang and the food.
But it's
and the
fun.
People.
It's trashy and fun to laugh at it. And
yeah, so I can make fun of that.
You know.
And we'll probably get 0 points because that's the way we work in the UK. I don't expect anything. I haven't even bothered to listen to any of the music. So
I don't think it's too bad, actually. I think this year's not terrible. I think it's three ladies.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right, then. Well,
it's going to be fun.
Give us your old quiz question from last week.
So last week, the question was, what is the Norwegian word for a speed bump?
This was a great one.
And it was it a fart stump, a poop slump, or a bum strump?
And it's the first.
It is the fart stump. Yeah.
Few people got that right, including Tara, who sent me a voice message. And she listened as well. I've never said hi to Tara. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Yeah, she's really nice. She's got two kids, older than us, but yes. She said that she asked her Norwegian ex-boyfriend, I believe.
Oh, there you go.
And some other people got it right as well in the YouTube comments.
Cool.
Blind Fury, I believe. Some other people. But yeah.
It's just a brilliant question. So for this week, we have how many stars are on the Chinese flag?
Oh, right then.
I'm throwing that one in there because for Jake, he's really good at his flags. So
that he is, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of scarily good, but no good reason. I don't know why.
So we'll see if he can come up with this one.
Okay. Yeah. So take us right on into this week's madness.
Well, am I doing a story or are we going straight into it? I've completely forgotten the order that we do things.
Story is later.
Okay.
You had a question, didn't you? Because you'd asked me what kind of things would I never do under any circumstances.
So basically, because I'd been listening to podcasts and stuff, and it was about cannibalism, and I was saying to you that everybody always says I would never, ever, you know, resort to eating somebody else. But obviously, there have been cases where people have been stranded for significant periods of time, when the only way that they can stay alive is to eat human flesh. So I was asking you, what is something that you say I would never ever do that, but in actual fact, there possibly could be a scenario where you would do it. And your response was eat dog food.
Yeah, because the smell of it is mostly terrible.
Yeah.
And I can't eat.
I personally think cat food is worse, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
And wet food. We're talking about wet food, not the dry stuff.
I wouldn't eat that either.
No. But I feel like the wet food is much
gross.
Worse. Yeah.
We don't have a lot of that.
No, we don't do wet food for our animals.
Good. It's rank.
Yeah, mainly because of that. I can't. It's not great for their teeth either, but it's mainly because I can't stand it. But if you were in a situation where there was no access to any food. You hadn't eaten for days and days, and you're absolutely starving.
And that's all the crap there is left.
And that's all that there is. Anyway, there is no way of asking somebody to help you. You know, it's like the cannibalism. You're stranded in the middle of nowhere with nothing. And you are so... See, I think we're so privileged as well. We say, oh God, I'm absolutely starving. I'm so hungry. And we've maybe not eaten for a few hours, six, 7 hours at the most, you know, that kind of thing. And that to us is bad. But actually to not have eaten for days and days.
Do you know what? I didn't even ask Ed this. I forgot to ask Ed. I wonder what he'd say. Well, he can tell us afterwards.
He can.
But I don't know. I mean, if you have to, you have to, right?
Yeah.
I'm not in that situation. I can't possibly say. But
you can, because it's survival. Your survival instinct would kick in and it would say...
Well, they're not, yeah, but I'm not in it. So I can't say that I would do it right now because...
But that's the whole point of the question. You have to think, what would make me do that?
Well, obviously, the lack of anything else. But thinking it and doing it, or at least they feel like two different things.
Mm.
Like,
I'm not going to make you do it. So don't worry.
No.
It's all hypothetical. But it's like, you know, in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
And every year they do the eating challenges. And some of the things that they make them eat or drink are so horrific. And I just think, for me, there is, like, what amount of money would you eat or drink that stuff for?
Yeah, there is that.
You know?
Some people can be paid to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So for you, if you were on that kind of, in that scenario, and you were presented with, I don't know, they don't eat them live, but spiders and grubs and, I don't want to say any of the too rude ones that they have, but...
Indeed.
Liquefied. Yeah,
I mean, to be fair, I don't know.
Whatever.
I pose it to you first. I mean, would you take 50 grand? 100 grand? What do you want?
No. I don't know.
You see, you can't expect me to know the answer to that if you don't.
To say it would have to be enough to buy us a house or set us up.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's like,
but then it also just seems really silly, like for the what? 10 seconds of chewing and swallowing that thing.
If you can make yourself do it.
Well, that's the other thing.
It could be a lot longer if you can't actually get past
that. Yeah, and some of these things are incredibly chewy.
Right.
And I've always, even when I was a meat eater, I really struggled with chewy meat. I could never, like any chewy bits or bones or anything, like it straight away would put me off. Fish, if I found a bone, that's it. Like, I can't continue to eat it, like a fatty steak or anything like that. I just can't. So apart from just swallowing it whole, I don't know how I would, manage.
That's that kind of thing. I would never have pineapple on pizza.
No, I agree with that.
I also, we both don't like tomatoes in certain places, right? So in certain cases.
Yeah, but I would eat a raw tomato.
Yeah, I'd eat a raw tomato.
Like, I don't like them.
No.
But it's not a...
But it's one of your kind of pet hates in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like them. But I wouldn't... It wouldn't be like a major thing.
I must admit, I don't mind baby tomatoes if they're really, really cold.
Mm.
They're quite nice. But pineapple cold pizza can just, yeah, go do one. I do not like.
So do you want to do the, like, more light-hearted side or the serious stuff?
Mix it all up.
Okay.
Mix it all up.
Okay.
So taking a life, that's not an easy one. But if you're in the middle of the sea and you're in a boat and there's, like, you know, four of you and all you've got is just salt all around you, nothing else, you're going to have to. Hard as it may be.
But how do you make that decision? How do you say... Well, you're the one that's going to have to go so that we can survive.
That comes of being in that situation. Until you're in that situation, you don't know.
See, I'm not sure that I could do that. When I was talking to my mum this morning, one of the things was, you know, you always say, I could never, ever kill a person. And I do strongly believe I could never kill a person. However, that was where the unless comes in. If somebody was physically harming our children at the time and I needed to stop that, then I think I could.
Right.
I don't think I could if it was like a premeditated, you have hurt my children, therefore I'm going to go and get you and kill you. That's different. But if it was in the heat of the moment of you are, you know, significantly hurting my children, then, and that was the only option, then I guess I could do that.
You have to become an Amazon mum.
Yes.
Mumazon.
But choosing to kill a person on a boat for the rest of us to survive.
Well, it's either that or they're thrown overboard and then no one eats.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. These are, you cannot predict. Like you said, your survival instinct will kick in and what happens will happen.
Yeah, but then what if they all turn on me? Well, then I'm the goner.
Yeah. It's the, when you read books on this thing, it's like the person with the least amount of usefulness.
Mm.
As a woman, you would probably be more useful than some men.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because you know how to skin.
How to skin?
And gut things. You've done fish.
I'm not sure that I do.
You would.
Okay, fair enough.
You'd find a way.
We'll say I would so that I would survive.
This is it. You have to, and then it becomes survival of the fittest, in which case you would have to sell yourself and make it so that you do survive. To get back to your children, let's say. So there are reasons. And it all becomes psychological too.
Yeah.
Right? True. So this is the thing. That whole point of saying that we'd never do this thing is because we are in this, as you said, privileged position to say that. You don't know that you wouldn't in that other position. I don't know that I wouldn't. But that's the whole point of the whole of the exercise, isn't it?
Mm. I guess I just don't want to think of myself as being capable of doing that.
That's good. You shouldn't have to think of yourself as being capable of doing it. But a what-if scenario is exactly that. Same as would you rather. Would you rathers are usually disgusting.
Yeah, they really are. The kids and I like to play that game.
So it's the same thing.
Okay, so what about robbing a bank?
I think if I was a blind man in a balaclava robbing a bank, I'd have a much... It'd be comical. It wouldn't even be useful. It would just be stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if I could do it, right, as a test and not have any consequences, I'd try it, but without hurting people.
Mm.
I might barge through some people to get to the boxes and then run out, but I would need a guide, and it's just stupid at that point.
Yeah. That would be quite amusing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to rob a bank?
Am I going to rob a bank? No, I'm not going to rob a bank. The only way that I can think that I ever would rob a bank is like that saying of gun to your head.
Yeah.
You know, somebody is forcing you.
Yeah.
In that respect. And
true enough.
Probably be absolutely terrified the entire time, and the adrenaline would probably kill me anyway, but... Yeah, that would be the only time I could think that I would steal or rob a bank.
I would like to be blind and be a getaway driver.
Great. Okay, well, you can be the getaway driver and I'll run in and rob the bank.
See, works out.
Yeah.
You're white and female, you'd be all right.
It doesn't give me access to banks, honestly.
It's the pretty face. That's what it is. You could just sweet talk them. Can I have that box, please? That one.
Only life for that easy. Give me all the money.
Yeah, I want that one.
So then a couple from Mastodon that I have. Herbie Allen said that they would never eat sour cream unless there was really nothing left.
Yeah,
See, I don't mind sour cream. So for me, but I you know, I get everybody's taste buds.
But if you swap that with barbecue sauce...
Barbecue sauce or brown sauce or, yeah.
And your mum as well, not a brown sauce fan.
Nope.
So you, when you put it... Because the thing is, when you hear of someone not liking a thing, you go, it's just a thing.
Yeah.
But you have to put it...
Oh, yeah, of course. It's your taste buds, isn't it?
To what you don't like. And then
No, yeah. Of course.
Spicy food.
I don't hate spicy food. It just doesn't agree with me. Kills me.
Yeah. I mean, if a bank teller wanted to take you down, they would just feed you a massive piece of curried meat.
Exactly.
And you'd be a goner.
That would be it.
No robbing the bank for you.
My head would explode.
She can't even take, like, pot noodle spices. Just
those are strong. Those are pretty strong.
To be
strong.
Fair, some of them are, but...
Yeah.
The weaker stuff, even like, you know, some certain crisps, they kill you.
I've just got a very sensitive tongue. I mean, you know, what can we say? What else can I think? There were a few people, I think, that commented saying that if they were going to make a big purchase, they would never do it on a phone. They would always do it on a desktop.
Yeah. Sort of a very different angle as opposed to like life and death.
Yeah, but that's what we said, isn't it? There's the more lighthearted thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the...
Well, my other lighthearted, apart from pineapple, which is disgusting, is I would never hang the toilet roll so that the roll is behind instead of in front. I'm serious. It's not happening.
Yes.
And yeah, you could probably pay me to do it, but I'd be very angry.
It amuses me how angry you get about the toilet roll. I mean, I prefer, and I always have and do hang it that way, but it wouldn't...
You used to not understand this. This was a whole thing. We never argued about it, but I know families that have...
No, because I'm not bothered.
Yes, I know, which is not
okay. I mean, now,
okay.
Because I'm used to it, because I'm used to that, I prefer it, and I do notice it when I go to other places and it's the other way around, but I would never be bothered enough by it.
You have
That's
to be.
Thing.
No. I'm going to make you be bothered.
No, it just really doesn't bother me.
Wait till you have to deal with it daily. My friend Patrick said that the place he lives, the family that he lives with, always hang it the other way. Mm-hmm. And whenever he'd switched it, there would be out and out arguments. So he'd have it the correct way, they'd have it the incorrect way, and it would cause problems. This is a whole thing,
so
apparently.
Weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
So it's the over or under conundrum. For me, towards you.
So
sheets
over.
Towards you. That's, yeah.
Yeah, over.
Under is the wrong way.
Yeah.
Do not tell me
because
any
then
difference.
You have to put your hand like almost behind to catch it.
Yes.
Like the bit. No, I get that.
I'm not saying you don't.
No, I know, because we always
because
have
you
it that
live
way.
With me. And we're
to
not
be
changing.
Fair, it's mostly me that actually puts, you know, changes the toilet rolls anyway.
But if I see it done wrong, I will switch it. Middle of the night, middle of the day.
I think that's Alice because she doesn't understand
it's fine if she
the
doesn't
difference
get it.
Between
I'll
over
train
and
her.
Under.
As an interior decorator, she will learn the art of toilet roll hanging.
Okay. Somebody else I remember seeing, but I can't find it now, said about eating haram meat.
Oh, that was Hussein.
Yeah. So it would have to be something really, really...
Yeah, dire situation.
Yeah.
Because he is Muslim, I think. So
yeah.
He was not, he would not
And
eat.
Obviously that's, you know, your religious beliefs and everything. That's incredibly.
But it was a good one, I thought.
Mm.
Because if, unless you had nothing else, you would do that, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
Unless
but then it's that thing, isn't there? Because there are some things in some religions that it doesn't matter whether it's life or death, you still don't do it.
Yes.
So... You know, I think it is.
But when he said that, it's something I would never have thought of, not being religious. It was just
no,
interesting.
Absolutely. Somebody else said as well, voluntarily drink iron brew. Made me laugh.
I can't even remember what it tastes
and eat
like.
Well-fired bread rolls.
Oh, the really, really
burnt
tough
ones.
Yeah, I don't like those. I can understand that. Also, I would never eat vegetarian bacon. It's an abomination and a travesty and should never
So you
have
wouldn't
existed.
Even try it? If I said, look, just try it and see how awful it is, or try it, it's not that bad. You wouldn't just take one mouthful just to see.
Do you know what it is? It was a smell thing again. You know how wet food stinks?
Yeah.
I smelt vegetarian bacon in the 90s. And I know I mentioned this in a previous podcast. It smelt like when you spit on a hot grill.
Gross.
It filled the whole house.
So it just smelt like breath.
It was the worst thing I've ever smelled.
Mm.
And there was someone who veggie in the house. I can't remember if they even liked it after that, but that really did a number on me.
Yeah, I think vegetarian bacon is known for being not great.
It was quite traumatic, I tell you what.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
So going a bit more serious again.
Yes.
Having an affair.
Oh, don't do that.
No, I'm not having an affair. Ever.
You're having seven.
I don't have the time or the energy. Yeah. I would always say never, ever, ever have an affair.
No.
And I know deep down that I wouldn't. But is there anything that you can think of that would make you have an affair?
You know, it's funny you say that. Not in a funny ha-ha way. But I think if, again, it's sort of a gun to your head thing.
Yeah.
If someone said, if you don't, your children will be dead.
Kind of. Don't you think that that is the thing with all of this stuff? It's all just, realistically, it's all about the kids. Because we could kind of, I know you say, well, you would kill the person on the boat because you'd want to survive and get back to your kids. I get that. But I think it's a lot easier to make the decision when it's about them.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
But they become a scapegoat, poor kids.
No, they're not a scapegoat. It's just that's how much we value them. That's what it is. It's when you have children, it is that thing of you would literally do absolutely anything in order to protect them.
Yeah.
So any of these things you can add, well, if it was to protect my children, of course.
Yeah.
Including have an affair.
So that's the reason that you could do that.
Well, yeah, I guess if I had to protect our kids' life and death, I would do anything.
There you go.
And I'm sure you would as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I would even bloody hang the toilet roll the wrong way and eat spiders. And vegetarian bloody bacon. Mm. The disgusterous thing.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
It's all about the kids.
It's all about the kids. Basically, guys, if you don't want to have to do any of this stuff, don't have kids.
There you go. There's a friend of mine that flatly refuses to have kids, and that's fine. So he will never have to worry about this.
No. You'll never have to have an affair or kill someone on a boat or eat a spider.
That's it. Or hijack a plane.
Oh, yeah. That's a one.
Or rob a bank.
Or cannibalism.
Well, absolutely.
Mm.
Safe from all that because you don't have children.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Well, I think that's pretty much all of my ideas.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well then, lead us into Strange News.
Okay. My little Strange story.
Aye.
So you've heard of a woolly mammoth?
Yes.
So did you know that they've created a woolly mouse?
Oh my bloody hell. No.
So they were trying, the scientists are trying to bring back potentially the woolly mammoth. So they have, with extracted DNA that they had found, I guess, used that on mice and created the woolly mouse that has thicker fur and is more resistant to colder weather.
Okay.
So the idea is that they are eventually, if it works, going to use that DNA and adding it to an elephant's to then create the woolly mammoth again.
Okay.
So one day in the future, we could be visiting the woolly mammoths.
In the zoo.
I guess so. I mean, I hope they're not just going to send them off to go and live wild. That'd be a bit strange, looking out and seeing a woolly mammoth walking past.
But yeah.
You never
although
know.
This country would be quite ripe for the, given how cold it is most of the time.
They've got really, really thick fur. They need to live like with the polar bears.
Iceland.
Yeah.
Not Aldi.
No.
There you go.
But yeah, there you go.
Lovely.
Look out for the woolly mammoth.
Yeah. And if you would like to get some episodes early, do consider becoming a YouTube member, because like this one, even though you won't know that because you'll be hearing it live, I suspect, or at least on the day, we're recording a day early today. It's Thursday, but it comes out on Friday. And as I say, sometimes we do that where we have to record a day early So if you're a YouTube member, you'll get it about 20 odd hours early, if you like that sort of thing. You can be very first specific to answer the quiz. I like that. Very specific?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
20 hours, not a day early, just 20 hours.
Yeah, after editing and, you know, lunch. So yeah. But do like, subscribe and share if you don't mind. Word of mouth is the only way we get out there, so we'd love you to do all that sort of thing. And yeah, tell your friends about StroongeCast. Thanks for listening, as always, and...
bye!
When you take an EM pickup coil and put it on top of your Sky Q box, you might get a noise like this, which is rather rhythmical and cool. So what happens when I put that in Logic and speed it up and quantize it? Well, the result, and I'll add some reverb, is this. So of course, me being me, I had to put a beat on top of it. I haven't put any music on top of it right now, but there's a beat, and the beat, and the skybox go like this. So there you go. As if that wasn't fun enough, you can just have the beat for nothing.